Olympics and their championships with him, a whopping 8 straight and 11 total, ahead of his statistics and likability.
I've never worked to be liked, because that would be hypocritical to me.
In 2011, then-President Barack Obama awarding Russell the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Obama tweeting, quote, "As tall as Bill Russell stood, his legacy rises far higher, both as a player and as a person," unquote. Joey Waller, ABC Sports.
Yes. Welcome back in. The NBA lost a legend yesterday at the age of 88. Bill Russell passed away. Again, we can talk through numbers. You heard it a lot. Just by the numbers, this is a guy that averaged 15.1 points a game, 22.5 rebounds, 4.3 assists, 14,522 points, 21,621 rebounds, 4,100 assists in his career. 11 NBA championships in 13 years, by the way.
Wow.
Also, 8 straight. He also served as the NBA's first black head coach, and they won titles in Boston, 68 and 69. 5-time MVP. 12 All-Star selections in 13 seasons. Like we said, he was a dominant rebounder, 21,620 points, 4 rebounding titles. Also, in 19, received the inaugural NBA Lifetime Achievement Award. That's an award that's given to any player who exemplified extraordinary success both on and off the court. Other winners of the award include Oscar Robertson, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird. He also has got a trophy named after him.
Mm-hmm.
And named to all four NBA anniversary teams.
Yeah, I was golfing yesterday with some buddies, and I got the update that he passed away, and I shared that news with everybody, and we were just all shocked and sad, because, you know, he's just a guy that, if you know the NBA, you know Bill Russell, and it's just always sad when you lose a legend like that, any legend in any sport. And you're right, Hooks, you said it earlier, when it comes to team sports, he is the best winner. There was. Nobody, he won. That's all he did. He just won. Not to mention he was a hell of a high jumper, too, in the track and field. But, man, yeah, sad day for the NBA.
Very sad day. And there's just no way to measure about what, I mean, you can look at the numbers, the titles, but the things he also meant for the NBA and for its players. He mentors. The life he lived, the stuff he lived through. The commissioner put out a statement and said, "Bill Russell was the greatest champion of all team sports, the countless accolades that he earned for his storied career with the Boston Celtics," and he lists them out. Bill stood for something much bigger than sports, a value of equality, respect, and inclusion that he stamped into the DNA of our league. At the height of his athletic career, he advocated for civil rights, social justice. His legacy he passed down to generation of NBA players who followed in his footsteps. For nearly 35 years, Bill completed his trailblazing career as the league's first black head coach. We're fortunate to see him every major NBA event, including the NBA Finals, which we know the trophy that he gets to hand out. I mean, the stuff just continues to pour in on what he meant, who he was. But again, like I said, it goes bigger, deeper than basketball with Bill Russell.
Yeah, you're right.
Kareem put out, "Bill Russell was the quintessential big man, not because of his height, but because of the size of his heart. In basketball, he showed up to play with grace and passion. In life, he showed us to live with compassion and joy. He was my friend, my mentor, my role model. Rest in peace, my friend. My deepest condolences to his family."
Rough day for the NBA community, and he will be remembered, that is no doubt. 88, man.
Yeah.
Long life.
Even Jordan, Bill Russell was a pioneer as a player, as a champion, as the NBA's first black head coach, and as an activist. He paved the way and set the example for every black player who came in the league after him, including me. The world has lost a legend. My condolences to family, and then may he rest in peace.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, by the way, 8 straight championships.
That's
never
crazy.
Never going to happen again. Never. So impressive.
Yeah, 8 straight.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
And also, man, you got a chance. Russell was a guy. I mean, honestly, you've seen him every walk of life. He made every possible NBA event you know, stood around the league. You know,
yeah.
It's amazing.
We got a couple. Yeah, he will be.
Be missed.
We have a couple minutes left in the show. I talked to Fume Alone on the phone during the break. Because, you know, over the weekend, there was that beat down at the box on Saturday. That was on Saturday night. We gave away a ton of tickets to that. And he said he had a great time.
Nice.
He said it was a really cool event. And that's really cool to hear. Because it was like the first time something like that's ever really happened here in Lincoln.
And it's so really cool. I'd like to hear from other people. I saw some pictures being posted on social media. And I think you had like an old classmate possibly that was in this thing.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, Thew even said he met some of the fighters when he was there. He took the kids and everything. So, man, that's cool. That's really cool to hear.
That's really
cool. I'm glad it went well.
Really cool stuff. Good. Tomorrow, we got a few seconds left. Tomorrow, Evan Bland's going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have, we'll see what Coach Whip had to say after day one or whatever, his first media day.
I think it's day five.
Day five.
Today.
What Coach Whip had to say. He'll be hitting the podium here soon. And then Brian Munson. Talk some recruiting because there's, you know, had a decommit.
Yeah.
See if he's surprised. I don't think he was surprised.
No, I don't think so either.
I think he was surprised.
But let's not get it twisted. Like, he would have been a good addition.
Yeah.
Ashley Williams, the edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Four-star guy. You know, you hate to lose guys.
Yeah, we can go back and look and say, well, what did it mean? I mean, we, you know. And then we'll look at, there's a lot of reports about practice observations. We'll talk about all that stuff. We'll have a big show tomorrow. We'll have a lot of fun and a whole lot of you. So, boy, from Will and I, happy Monday. Appreciate you guys taking the time. Russ, if you're listening still, thanks for the call, man. That was very passionate. We loved every bit of it. From Will and I, we appreciate you. Catch you on a Tuesday.